listening to Far From Vesuvius, Bets on Napoli. I'm your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, and I apologize for not producing a podcast last week. There was no show, but if you followed our social media networks, and if you are following at Far From Vesuvius on X and at Cubani7 on X, you got the bet anyways. We put something out there. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to record a show last week, and I do apologize for that. But again, wanted to make sure that we were still having fun, still playing, still having a chance to make some money. And if, again, you followed at Cubani7 on X, at Far From Vesuvius on X, you made some money because we did post a play, and we did make some money. We hit it again. We've been pretty good lately. Napoli-Monza, we had the Osimhen shot on target. We had the Cavada shot on target. And then we had the Napoli win. All three obviously hit, so it was a good week. Of course, Napoli won as well, which is huge as they slowly climb themselves back into the Champions League race. We do now know that it is more and more likely that Serie A will have 5 Champions League spots, which is absolutely massive, all right? Because let's be honest, Napoli is not finishing in the top 4 this year. It's just unrealistic. Bologna sits there currently with 58 points, a full 10 points ahead to Napoli with only 7 games to go. That's a difficult gap to make up in that time. But with that said, there is an opportunity for fifth, right? Roma sits there 7 points ahead of Napoli. It's not going to be an easy target, but Napoli does have a match coming up against Roma in a couple of weeks' time, so that's going to be huge later on this month. And again, they sit 7 points behind Roma, 7 games to go. It's going to be difficult, but it's not impossible, and it's going to start this weekend against Frosinone, a match that Napoli cannot afford to lose, especially at the Stadio Diego Armando Maradona. And we will talk about this game. We'll get into our play of the week and where we think the money lays this weekend in that match. However, before we actually get started, just want to say the show at Far From Vesuvius and everybody involved with the show are advocates for safe and responsible gambling. Ensure that you are not gambling more than you cannot afford to lose. Gambling is a disease, and we are with every person who is affected by this. If you know anybody or if you yourself are affected by this, please seek help. Let's try to have some fun because that's what we do here on the show. So again, it's Napoli Frosinone, and it's the espresso fixture this weekend. Sunday morning, Napoli hosts Frosinone. It's 6:30 a.m. kickoff time. If you live on the East Coast here in Canada, I'm currently, but in the United States, wherever you are, if you're on the West Coast in the United States or in Canada or whatever the case may be, then it's a 3:30 a.m. kickoff. And of course, if you're in London, if you're in Europe, it's a lunchtime, right? Like you're having your noon, maybe you're having some gnocchi, you know, is it too heavy at noon? It depends what time you have lunch at. I don't know if your nonni are still around. When my nonna were around, if we didn't eat lunch at 12 o'clock, somebody was losing a head, right? It was 12 o'clock and that's what time you ate. In Canada, though, this will be, or in, again, the East Coast, this will be the espresso fixture, Napoli hosting Frosinone at 6:30 a.m. Obviously, Napoli are heavy favorites in this one, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about our play. Got the same game parlay going on in this one. I'm going to go against the grain. I usually don't take goal scores, but I will in this one. I'm going to explain that. But before we actually get into all the details there, let's actually look at what the projected starting lineups are looking like. This, of course, this is being recorded the day before the game, so of course things could change as always. This is what Gazzetta dello Sport is currently reporting. We should see tomorrow. It's Meret, obviously, Di Lorenzo, Rahmani, Juan Jesus, Mario Rui, and Guisa, Lobotka, Zielinski, Politano, Osimhen, and Cavada. So that's the Napoli lineup. If we're looking at suspensions, we are. I'm just looking. So there's only one suspension. That's Ngonge. Obviously, he's missing tomorrow. And then in terms of injuries or who's unavailable, that's obviously Oliveira. He is doubtful. He is out and probably won't be back until at least another 2-3 weeks down the line. So that's what the Napoli team is looking like. It's a pretty strong lineup. It's pretty much almost what we saw all of last season, which brought us a Scudetto, of course, except for, you know, Kim, because he's in Munich right now, becoming such a superstar over there, and it kills me that I see him on the bench in some of these biggest games for the club when obviously... Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. It's still frustrating. So that's the Napoli lineup. And I think this is a team that's going to go out there and play motivated tomorrow. I've said that in the past and I've been wrong. So let's hope, obviously, that isn't the case here. But this should be a tough, strong performance from Napoli. And I'd like to see them put this game away early. And that's why I'm going to go with the bet that I'm going with this week, right? I'm taking something a little bit more aggressive than I usually would, but I kind of have to because Napoli are such strong favorites, right? Like even last week, even with the Napoli win, even with those two shots and targets, it was a plus 125, which is still nice because a plus money bet, you're not going to turn your head right, your head around at. It's a decent play. It's a good bet. You're making plus money and you're betting on the favorites. So it's a similar approach, but Napoli are so heavily favored at home that it ultimately... I was just reading a message from Rafa who just informed me this podcast might get out a little bit later than usual, but that's okay. That's kind of what happens here. Sometimes it is what it is, especially with a gambling show. You know, you don't want to... It's a fine line to walk, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough because you don't want to record too early because things happen, but then you don't want to record too close to the game because you want people to get the chance to actually listen to it. So it is what it is. It's all good. Anyways, let's get into today's play of the day this week's play of the day, because I think it is an important one. And I do think it's one that'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Because, again, this is a game that I do believe Napoli should dominate, should win. And the play of the day I'm going with is a play that I think should be obvious. You know, I think should be one that most people are going to agree with. But, again, I'm going with a goal scorer, and I probably don't have to ask you who you think that's going to be, right? I think you know who my goal scorer is going to be. I think that's pretty obvious, right? But, I mean, who knows, right? I mean, if you want to start rendering some guesses now, you can. And, again, that's at Kubani7, at Far From Vesuvius. Let us know what your plays are. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know why I'm right or why I'm wrong, whatever the case may be. Because, again, this show is interactive. This show is meant to be a show that forms a community, right? Because Napoli fans are the best fans in culture, I would like to say. And we are a pretty cool community. So, again, at Far From Vesuvius, at Kubani7 is how you can get a hold of me. So I said last week's play of the day was a plus 125. This will be a plus 137 play. This is going to be... Oh, and I'm sorry. I just got another message from Rafa saying, no, scratch that. I'm bringing my laptop. I'll get it out. I love that, man. Shout out to the whole Far From Vesuvius crew, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of hard work being done behind the scenes. Your number one source for all English content when it comes to Napoli. So thank you, Rafa. I love you, buddy. At Rafa Rispo is the man. Let's start off. I'm going to go with Victor Osimhen to get that goal. All right, to score that goal at any point in time. I usually don't go with a goal scorer. I usually don't put that in there in the play, but I had to. I'm going with Victor Osimhen to score at any point in the match. So, hopefully he gets multiple goals, but I'm taking Victor to get the goal. I'm going with Napoli to get the win because, like I've said earlier, and I've stated multiple times in this short 9 minutes and 30 seconds I've recorded so far, I do believe that Napoli is going to go out there and dominate, and if they don't, I'll be disappointed, and I know all of you will be disappointed, right? This is a game that Napoli is heavily favored in. They're coming in as minus 300 favorites. If you just took Napoli on the money line, they're minus 300. Obviously, that doesn't mean anything when the ball, you know, when the whistle blows and the ball gets kicked off. But at the same time, this is a game that Napoli should win. All right. And if they don't win it, then they don't deserve to be in the Champions League, whether there's 4 spots, 5 spots, 100 spots in Serie A. That's the fact. So I'm going with Napoli to get the win. I'm going with them to impress in front of their home fans. And then I went with the over 7 corners just to increase the odds a little bit, right? Or sorry, just to make a little bit more money. It's over 7 corners. It's not a crazy amount. I believe if you just took 7 corners on them by themselves, it's like minus 400, minus 500. So I've added that just to sprinkle a little bit more so that it's a plus 137. It's a little bit more of a juicy bet. Again, it's over 7 corners. It's Victor Osimhen to find the back of the net, and the match result will be Napoli. Osimhen is also one of those players that when he starts scoring, he can't stop scoring, and we saw what he did last week. You know, everybody was talking about Ronaldo when Ronaldo scored that crazy goal against Sampdoria, but what about Victor Osimhen against Monza? Why is Victor Osimhen against Monza not getting the same respect? Because that was absolutely ridiculous. Even Drogba, Osimhen's idol, came out and said that he wouldn't have even attempted to go for that ball. It's absurd. It's crazy. And he's right. Osimhen did it for Napoli in an absolutely massive game. And, you know, fans, I hate to say it, but in all likelihood, Victor will be gone in a few months' time. So enjoy him now. Enjoy him while he's on the pitch. We know there's 7 more games to go this season. Enjoy that time because, listen, this Cavada-Osimhen partnership, when they're going and when they're at their best and when they're at their peak, it's just simply incredible to watch. It's joyous to watch. And it's something that in years' time from now, one day you'll be telling your kids or your grandkids, and you'll be saying stories and telling stories about what you witnessed, about the great third Scudetto that these guys brought. So again, enjoy it. And I think tomorrow's going to be one to enjoy, because I do think Napoli's going to get out in the lead, going to score early, going to win this game handedly. So that's my play of the week. That's the At Far From Vesuvius bets of the week. That is the At Kubani 7 play of the day. Whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. We're going with the over 7 corners. We're going with the Victor Osimhen goal, not just a shot on target like I would usually do. We're going with the actual goal, and we're going with the Napoli win. So if you followed us the last few weeks, again, you've made money. Like we said, sometimes we just don't have time to get this show out, and I do apologize when that is the case, but make sure you are following At Far From Vesuvius. Make sure you're following At Kubani 7, because those plays will still get out there like last week. And if you followed us last week, you made some money. I don't have to hammer that home again, because that's the truth. It was the same situation with the Barcelona Champions League game. We couldn't get the bet out there. Sorry, we couldn't get the pod out there, but we got the bet out there, and we made some money doing it. So this week, plus 137, Osimhen over 7 corners, Napoli to get the win. Thank you for tuning in to Far From Vesuvius Bets on Napoli. I'm your host, Marco Kubani 7. I love you. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you the same time next week. Ciao.